All right, welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ Tampa, brother. What's going on with you, man? How you doing?
Woo, man, we live in exciting times. I'm doing good.
What's that now?
I said we're in exciting times, and I'm doing good.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah, man, it's the last couple of days have been kind of crazy. I don't even know how to properly call it, bro. What's that?
Hashtag impeach Trump.
Man, it's going crazy. It's crazy. And yeah. So, you know what, man? Let's jump into this because, you know, we don't have a lot of time. You know what I mean? Let's jump right into these topics here. So this first topic, bro, let's just go ahead and discuss this. The Cohen raid. Michael Cohen's home, his hotel room, and his business, his law office was raided by the FBI. And I'm just like, what the hell? Because I didn't see that coming. You know, from what I understand, he's been cooperating. So that's why I didn't see this coming. I didn't think it was needed. So what are your thoughts about all this, man? Because I got a lot. So go ahead. Give me yours.
It's Trump's tweets. And when Trump tweeted that he had no idea that these payments had gone out, you know, that opened up the probable cause case against Cohen as far as illegally using funds to pay some hush money. And then there's also some other funds. I believe it's $150,000 that came from a Russian oligarch to the Trump campaign as well, and that's kind of questionable. So I think Trump is truly going to get taken down by a porn star.
Like, that's what it looks like, man. It looks like Trump could be taken down by a porn star for improperly, basically, if he would have listed the payment, he could have gotten away with all this.
Yeah,
that's essentially what I'm saying.
His business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he'd have wrapped it into, you know, Trump, Trump business ventures and all that stuff, man, he could have possibly gotten away with all this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't situation. You know what I mean? Like, look, it's sad that this is what it's come down to. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, it's come down to this man, our president, is being brought down by a porn star. You know, it's just crazy because everything they said the black guy would do, the white guy's doing. So it's just fucking hilarious. And,
you know, it's I think all of this could have been avoided if there was full disclosure.
Yeah.
If he would have just fessed up to all this stuff prior to, if he would have released his taxes, all this stuff. But what it tells me is, all of this tells me through the preponderance of circumstantial evidence, is he's more likely than not hiding dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding crimes and misdemeanors that he knows he's guilty of. And, you know, his followers are going to sit there and ride with him till the end. But the number of rats that are running away from that sinking ship, you know, it's quite a few. He's got his stalwarts. You know, he's got his ones that are, you know, ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are slowly talk about, you know, their MAGA hats were a gift from a crazy uncle and stuff. You
know? A gift from a crazy uncle. but here's the thing. Here it is, bro. This is the thing. Michael Cohen's home was raided. They seized all the data, all the things that they needed, they felt that would help them. But this is how I'm going to break it down for people, right? And again, I'm always going to say this before I dive into anything about this. This all started because George Papadopoulos ran his mouth to the wrong person. So stop saying witch hunt, right? This is how this went down in my head. Mueller was like, "Hey, dog, I got something y'all need to see." Rosenstein was like, "Bet." Saw the information, was like, "Word, we got him." And that's what it is. It's that simple to me. more legal jargon is used, but to me it was that simple.
You know, and it's funny because the Trump supporters are sitting back and saying, you know, it's a Democratic conspiracy. Mueller, registered Republican. Rosenstein, Trump appointee. Bush appointee. The Southern U.S. attorney for New York that had to sign off on this raid. What was his name? Jeffrey Berman.
Mm-hmm.
Trump appointee.
Yes.
All of these Trump appointees that, and a federal judge that look at the preponderance of evidence and they sign off on this raid. That's pretty damning to say that this dude is guilty of something. And you, when you already have five guilty pleas and one conviction already, and the investigation is, you know, hasn't even reached its conclusion. What I was just reading during the theme music is, you know, the whole Trump family is possibly in trouble now. Jeff Sessions has probably got some legal issues, and now Trump is considering firing Rosenstein,
mm-hmm.
and call somebody that will fire Mueller. I mean, fire Mueller. So it's he's looking to, you know, cover his ass because he knows that he's guilty.
Yeah. And he's got to cover his ass at this point. Like, yeah. This, you know, I do feel bad. I'm going to say it. I do feel bad a little bit for Cohen. You know, nobody, no lawyer, no human being, regardless of what you do as an occupation, nobody wants to drag their family into any kind of dirt, right? The old saying goes, if you're going to do dirt, do it by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So I do feel for him and his family. But again, at the same time, I'm like, look, if, you know, he said some outlandish things. Oh, President Trump didn't know what I did, and, you know, I just took care of it, and this, that, and the third. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't cover you now. Like, you have to understand, right. That doesn't cover you. Yeah, you're not under that whole attorney-client privilege, for lack of a better word. That's not, you're not there anymore. So, you know, going forward, man, I think this is going to be really bad for him personally, as well as professionally, thinking about what this could do. He could possibly lose his license. I don't know. But it's going to be real sticky for him. Yeah, he's going to end up in jail. Right? So I guess losing your license isn't really the worst part about all this. I got to keep it in perspective my damn self right now.
You got your license in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know, man. So I'm waiting to see how all this is going to play itself out. Because there's so much that needs to be said still. And so until everything is said and done, we're going to continue seeing all these different things play out. So, yeah, man, we'll just have to leave it at that. All right. We don't have a lot of time. Let's move on here to the next part of this. What are the odds of impeachment? Are the odds of impeachment, have they gone up in your opinion? Or do you think it's kind of like, whatever?
I think there's more drama, a few more twists and turns to happen, but the odds of impeachment are growing. More Republicans are willing now to sit back and have a look at the evidence, which as more evidence comes is being brought to light. I think that Trump, he knows that he's guilty, and keeping everything a secret works to his advantage. Once the truth comes out, the evidence is seen by the public. He will be impeached in the world of public opinion, and the Senate and the House will follow suit.
And that's the thing. You got to think about this. Like that whole 2018 flip the House. That's why this is so important. 2018 flip the House. That it's vital. There is no other way that this is going. This is going to work if the House is not flipped. There's no other way around it. You know, we can all say impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Republicans are not going to impeach him. Period. That's just not going to happen. It's whatever. It is what it is. But if we flip the House and get these seats turned around to blue, then yes, there are many Democrats that are on board to impeach him. And articles of impeachment can be drawn up literally, okay, is he sworn in? He's sworn in? He's sworn in? Cool, let's go. Let's get it going.
Right.
That's literally, I mean, that's just me, you know, speaking as a regular guy. I'm sure there's way more to it than that. But that's the basis of it. That is the true basis. Get everybody sworn in. Let's get these seats ready. And guess what we're going to do? We're drawing up an articles of impeachment. It wouldn't surprise me if they already have the articles of impeachment drawn up. They're just waiting for things to be flipped. It would not surprise me.
They've already been put forward by Representative Al Green.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. He did. He did put them up. They were, of course, rejected. Of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, it's coming down to that. All right. So let's look at this next topic here: the trade war and the rise of Chinese political influence. You know, this is something you sent me. I understand the trade war perspective and how it could cost us a lot of money, but what Chinese influence are they having on us politically? You know, what is the influence they're having? That's where I think I'm not as clear.
So I look at it this way: the U.S. has been getting screwed by China for a while. Now we have ourselves in a position where we have to negotiate with China. We don't get to sit back and unilaterally make a decision and China either follows suit or their economy collapses and they run into this huge calamity. On the contrary, the tables have totally turned.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese have many markets that will accept their goods. The Chinese have trillions of dollars in cash reserves to float their economy.
Mm-hmm.
The West does not. The Chinese don't even have, you know, the long-term debt issues because they have these large reserves. So they are holding all the cards. They make all the stuff. They're the largest market. If they close their markets to U.S. cars, auto industry, for instance, that's the largest growing section and the largest volume section for the U.S. automakers. That's where 60% of their sales are, is in China.
Mm-hmm.
So China is holding all the cards. We used to think that we were the number one country out there, but we're not. And then look at the market stability that just happened because President Ping came out and said, hey, you know what? We're going to talk. We're going to work this out. Markets boom.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing more power and influence over U.S. markets than the U.S.
Okay, now I get what you're saying.
Are swinging off of the words of the Chinese president.
Got it. Okay, now I understand where you're coming from with that. Because I was a little bit confused on not necessarily your logic or your mindset, just how is Chinese politics playing into American politics? And you're right. If he's able to say, hey, let's work this out, let's talk about it, and all of a sudden the markets go up, that shows that China does have a lot of power and influence over our economy and our politics, for that matter. So, you know, that's a dangerous situation, man. You know, I think all around, I think we're losing. I'm not going to say we're losing power because we're still a great nation. We're still a great country. But something has to be done, right? Something has to be said to bring us back to the power that we had. Yeah. So I don't think it's just something that can be done on just within the U.S. I think we have to go to these up to our ally countries and be like, hey, this is what we're going to do. He's not going to be here too much longer or whatever the case may be. And we're going to move forward and let's rebuild these things. Right. We can't get back into the Paris Climate Agreement. We can't get back in. Right.
Well, we're technically not even out. So. That's the cool part. You know, we're not technically out until 2020.
Oh, okay. Damn.
So we can essentially say, hey, guys, we're really, really sorry. You know, let's host the next event in the U.S. You know, we got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, drive around in some Teslas, you know.
Make you feel good.
And, you know, it's all good. You know, we can do the things it takes to make nice with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to make up with your friends. What's more difficult is the people that were not really quite our friends, our frenemies,
mm-hmm.
trying to get back some sort of workable relations and inroads and making those inroads back with those people. You know, that's going to be the more difficult thing.
And that's definitely going to be, like you said, going forward, getting everybody back on board with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we've burned a lot of bridges within the last, 18 months. We've burned some bridges. And I'm hoping that there's a lifeline with some of these ally countries. That's all I can say. So, yeah, man, it's definitely, I'm hoping this will be done sooner than later. I'll go ahead and just say it.
Yes.
All right, let's move on here to this last one, man. This last topic here. Zuckerberg and Facebook, this whole thing is going crazy now. I mean, Zuckerberg is testifying on Capitol Hill. And he said something that I had no idea, but he says Mueller has already interviewed some of his employees. Mm-hmm. He says he's already interviewed them. And he couldn't comment because the nature of the investigation is obviously it's confidential. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot going on, man. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about what Facebook is and how big it is, hell, we're broadcasting through Facebook right now. If you think about how big it is and what it means to the global economy, if you think about when Facebook had all those issues initially, right, our market crashed. And that's crazy. That's crazy to me to look at our market and because of social media, the market went to shit. That's crazy. And then you're looking at, you know, this this company Analytica, they're, you know, gathering all this information. They're saying it was 30 some odd million and it jumped to 87 some odd million Facebook users and stuff like that. So I'm just like, man, you know, this social media thing played a bigger part than I think any American wants to actually admit to, as far as the election, how people were influenced, things like that. So what are your thoughts as far as this whole Facebook thing?
You know, it's interesting. As far as the election goes, the interesting thing is how many people are unwilling to accept that they could possibly have been fed fake information. And the more interesting thing I see is people on the left tend to be more open to the idea of that was possible, that something they shared may have been false. People mm-hmm. on the right are like, no way, it rings true, so it has to be true. It's what I want to believe. And it's like, wow, you guys really just rolling like that, huh? And that's kind of what I see. As far as Cambridge Analytica, you know, they're really in trouble in Europe. It's going to be interesting to see how much trouble they get in the U.S. That 250,000 people that they were authorized to use was a clear violation of FTC rules that Facebook had a cooperation. It was a clear violation. So who's going to get in trouble for that? What section? Who's, you know, somebody's going to get fired at Facebook behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's, you know, will they be penalized? Will they be fined? We know that there is going to be new legislation. The power of Facebook and the data they collect, it's truly awesome. And with awesome power, because, you know, there's awesome responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Did you look at the page I sent and follow the instructions on how to find out your what your listing of your political leaning is?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I went and looked.
And I was surprised as I'm looking through all the stuff they have.
Mm-hmm.
And
they got you down to a science.
Oh yeah, and I was like, wow. I didn't think that was.
These fucking dogs are killing me, and it could be a cat walking past the door and they're losing their mind. Village, give me 1 second, please. Village, Chance, keep running your thoughts. Give me 1 second.
All right. So this whole thing with Facebook, Zuckerberg is up testifying before Congress right now. He's apologized. He's apologized for not taking this whole thing and the corporate responsibility more seriously. So I think that on its face is a good thing. However, I do believe a lot of congressmen are getting tired of hearing that same spiel from Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg without tangible actions, responses, and responsibilities and punitive actions. So it'll be interesting to see if Facebook emerges from this totally unscathed, which I doubt.
Yeah, there's no way. They got to get hit for something.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to lose their jobs at the top. I think Zuckerberg is actually doing a pretty good job. I think he's monetized the company very well. I think his executive team is doing a good job monetizing the company. As far as their ethical responsibility, I think they're falling short. I don't think they even really took that into consideration so much at all. You know, they've been willing to cooperate with law enforcement on child sex trafficking and stuff like that, but it took somebody going to them for them to, you know, they didn't do any self-policing. So to me, that was kind of a problem. That's just saying that they're willing to work with somebody, but they're not willing to take any responsibility to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see these things, they see a problem, they're not willing to put out the fire. They're not even willing to notify the fire department. They're waiting for someone to call it in, and then they'll react.
Yeah. Which is a problem in itself, man. If you have an issue, get ahead of the issue.
Get ahead of it.
You know, like, it's just honesty, man. Just get ahead of the issue and deal with it as such. But just to wait and then to know that all these people were affected and you just kind of sit on it and wait and see what happens, that's very irresponsible of them. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as Mark Zuckerberg and his influence and his knowledge of the situation, I come on. To me, you cannot be the CEO of a company and not know what's going on. You are the top dog. When this is all said and done, you're the top dog. Of course it rolls downhill, but it's still going to hit you first. So,
you know, I understand that there's, you know, hundreds if not thousands plus interactions with Facebook and the company every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, as CEO, you can't be responsible for every last one. So that's why you have this hierarchy of delegated responsibility. But at some level, whoever was delegated their responsibility to make sure that these rules were followed dropped the ball. And whoever dropped the ball there needs to be, one, was it a training issue? Was there knowledge that the FTC enforcement was even in place? You know, were those people responsible for making those decisions? You know, did they have that knowledge? If not, that solely falls on Facebook. If those people did have that information, then they should be held accountable for that breach of the public trust.
Yeah. And
Facebook dealt with accordingly.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Village. So you've heard our thoughts on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. You've heard our thoughts on the Mueller Russia probe, Michael Cohen, all that good stuff. If you guys want to chop it up with us, Chance, how can they get a hold of you, sir?
You can get a hold of me at Chance W. Brown at Twitter. Or how about this? You can get a hold of me at Chance W. Brown on Twitter. How's that?
There you go. He's got it, folks. He's got it.
And I'll even let you hit me up on Facebook. You can reach me at Chance Brown 1 on Facebook. You can also find me on the Welcome to the Village page as well.
That's right. All right, Village. I'm at Enlight My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. You can also find the show on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be seen on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you simply subscribe to the show, you'll know when we go live. You get notifications. You can jump into Crowdcast and come join us. Etsy page, go to Etsy.com and type in W2TV. You'll see shirts, wristbands, and our tank tops. You'll see that stuff there. And we're working with a new person, a new shirt campaign that I'm trying to get going. And lastly, you know, I've said it, we're kind of veering away from Fiverr. There's a new thing that I'm trying to set up. I've been working on it for about a week now. You got to think, I have a full-time job, and so I come home and grind it and hit it as I can, and then put it to the side and pick up again the next day. So I'm working on a different way of advertising and monetizing the Village. I got put on to a website that I'm in a black podcasters group, and they put me on to this website that helps podcasters get monetized and stuff like that. So I'm working on that and working with them and trying to get that going. So anyways, Village, that's our time. Chance, my brother, thank you. Great conversation, great topics. This is all Chance. This is everything that we discussed. He texted me earlier, and this is what we're discussing. So this is a great day. So thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Bye, everybody. Walking with the Village. You walking with the Village. You walking with the Village.